Got a classic request? Call or text Christian Music Rewind. 262-3-REWIND.
Hey, this is Tracy. I don't know the person who sings this, but all I know is this part, and I haven't heard it in like forever. Take me back to the place I once knew as a child. And I can't tell you any more than that, but I have been longing to hear who it's by, what song it is, and to hear it again.
Well, Tracy, I had our Christian Music Rewind research team search for those song lyrics, and here's what they came up with. A Jackie Velasquez song from 1999. This is I Will Rest in You on Christian Music Rewind.
Lord, I'm in the dark. Seems to me the line is dead when I come calling. Knowing that the sky is falling. Lord, I need to know. My mind is playing games again. You're right where you have always been. Take me back to you, the place that I once knew as a little child. Constantly the eyes of God watched over me. Oh, I want to be in the place that I once knew.
I'm not afraid to die. Hey, this is Toby Mac from DC Talk.
Hey, this is Amy Grant.
Hey, what's up? Will here from Audio Adrenaline. You're on a trip to Christian music's past. This is Christian Music Rewind.
The last project that ever came out before Rich Mullen's death was a greatest hits CD called Songs, and Rich sure could write them. Here's the late Rich Mullins now talking about the method to his songwriting.
The writers that I really like, when I you know, sit down and look at why is this a really good song, it's either because it's a great story and it's brilliantly told. And what makes a great story are things like irony, humor, something very human, very tender, vulnerability. Those kinds of things make story songs good. But songs that are less a story song and more like a subject song or an issue song or something like that, it's because they don't... A lot of times we feel the need to apologize for everything we think. We feel the need to defend our thoughts rather than just say them. one of the wonderful things about Karl Barth's whole thing about preaching is he says preaching is not so much my telling you what I think about what the scriptures say. Preaching, good biblical preaching, is simply a proclamation of the good news. So often in Christianity, we're so busy trying to get people, trying to somehow make Christianity attractive. John Fisher said one of the most profound things I think I've ever read. He said something along the lines of, why be cute when you are beautiful? And I think a lot of our energy as Christians, we waste trying to make Christianity appealing to people when Christianity is the most naturally appealing thing in the world. What is more appealing than the idea that we can be loved? What is more appealing than the idea that we will be given the power to love? What is more appealing than the idea that we can experience peace in the midst of turmoil? What is more appealing than all of these things? Rather than trying always to be propagandists, when we simply become the people of God, when we are simply what He made us to be, then people will be drawn, I think, rather than are trying to figure out some cool way to present Jesus that will trick people into being believers. You can't be tricked into the kingdom of God.
Christian Music Rewind.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, praise you, and I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Sometimes I think of Abraham. One star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less than he. And on this road to righteousness, sometimes the climb can be so steep. I may falter in my steps, but never be. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
classic artist love us.
A man in a really nice camper wants to put our song on the radio.
And you love the classics
on Christian Music Rewind.
I'm raising a child in the device, so easily enticed by darker means. When out of the wilderness of joy,
here's another funny flashback on Christian Music Rewind.
I was thinking about being a disc jockey, you know, Southern disc jockey. I figured I need to kind of get some lip exercises, you know, to be able to pronounce all those words on the radio. And so I come up with a parable in F. Feeling footloose and frisky, a feather-brained fellow forced his fond father to fork over his farthings. He flew far to foreign fields and fritted his fortune, feasting fabulously with faithless friends. Finally, facing famine and fleeced by his fellows in folly, he found himself a feed flinger in a filthy farmyard. Fairly famishing, he feigned he would have filled his frame with forage food from the fodder fragments. Fooey! My father's flunkies fare far fancier, the frazzled fugitive fumed fervishly. Frankly, facing facts. While frustrated by failure and filled with foreboding, he fled forthwith to his family. Falling at his father's feet, he cried, "Father, I have flunked and fruitlessly forfeited family favor." But the faithful father, forestalling further flinching, frantically flagged the flunkies to fetch forth the finest fatling and fix the feast. Well, the fault-finding fratter frowned on the fickle forgiveness of the former fodderal. His fury flashed, but fussing was futile. The far-sighted father figure, such filial fidelity is fine. But what forbids fervent festivity for the fugitive is found? Unfurl the flags with flair and let fun and frolic freely flow. Former failures are forgotten, and forgiveness forms the foundation for future fortune. I'm not being facetious.
Christian Music Rewind and Justin Fennell in a funny flashback called Parable in F. Well, these days you can find Justin bringing his comedy to fundraising as a consultant and doing humanitarian relief work with the Mission of Mercy organization. Hey, Shawn Michaels here, and getting back to the music, it's a classic from DeGarmo and Key coming up next. But first, here's Whiteheart from 1992 and Say the Word on Christian Music Rewind.
They chose the secret and by your side, the wounded bird that's in your eyes is too broken down to fly. Say the word.
Say the word.
It hurts to hear your silence, to watch you slip away. I wanna round my arms around your heart, but I'm lost for what to say. I can say the word.
Say the word. Say the word. For every word he's sending will never come back empty. It's his love.
That I will wash away in my anger and my doubt. I must say the word.
Part of the Y2K problem is how computers behave when their internal clocks change from 1999 to 2000.
This is the taste. This is the test. Pepsi versus Coke. The Pepsi challenge.
I'm a nanny.
More classics are coming up next on Christian Music Rewind.